This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Right from the farm. And engineering today is Blake. Blake, thank you so much for being with us today. Deborah Brewster is in the front of the classroom today. She is in Missouri. She has her master's in business administration. She idles at 120 miles an hour. She is a builder, a contractor, and she is an innovator, and she is going to share with you some of her experiences as a preparedness-minded person. Welcome, Deborah Brewster.
Morning.
Did I say that right, that you idle at 120 miles an hour?
You know, for the most part, I do. But there's a, you know, it's really what propels my idling at high speed. And that's really just a sense of urgency where we are at this time. And frankly, it's terrifying. And I know that there are only two things that generally motivate people, and it's the fear of loss or the prospect of gain. In my past life, I'll call it, when I was ignorant to the sickness that this world, this country is, you know, the state that we're currently in, I was motivated by the prospect of gain. I always had my cup as half empty, you know, or I'm sorry, half full. And, you know, my whole perspective has changed as the time that I believe is quickly closing in. And I'm just nauseated for the things that are to come upon this earth and this country. And I just feel that the time is so limited. And if people, the time for them to get ready to take care of their family, we are on the precipice of really, I believe, ruin in this country. And the time is so short. And it grieves me, just such grief. I ponder upon this from even family, friends, just even the preppers that I know. Really, the lack of inertia behind their motivation to do things. Maybe they're seeking perfection as opposed to just implement anything. Every step you take, and believe me, I've made many, many wrong mistakes, allocated precious resources to stupid endeavors because I wanted to live in two worlds. Yes, I wanted to be prepared, but I wanted to be on the other side of the fence. I wanted life to continue as it has always been. And so money that I could have, you know, redirected or directed to critical acquisitions of provisions, it's been lost. But, you know, I thank God that there is a limited time. And, you know, all we can do is when we make a mistake is churn and refocus our efforts and say, what contingencies do I need to implement? What can I do with the lack of time left to get ready for my family? And, you know, if you're not, you know, some people say, I'd just rather die. I don't want to live through that. Well, you know what? Think beyond yourself. You know, serve a purpose to humanity to starting with your children, your spouses, your loved ones, your friends, you know, and if you don't care enough about your own life, perhaps direct those energies thinking about other ones that, you know, that you have a moral responsibility to help, you know, to help save them. This is a collaboration. It's going to take a lot of effort of a lot of people coming together. And Vince, you know as well as I do, very few people walk the walk. You know, they just, they're not willing to make the sacrifice. No matter how much it's screaming at them, they just want to drink the Kool-Aid. They don't want to face what, you know, the time that we're entering into.
Wow. Okay, I've got a response to that, and I'm in total agreement. And I've heard that, Deborah. I've heard people say, well, geez, you know, I wouldn't want to live through the times that we're going to. I'd rather be raptured. I'd rather be, you know, dead. That's extremely selfish. I'll tell you why. If they don't care to live through it, they are going to leave their children alone. Imagine that. Imagine leaving your children alone.
I can't.
It's unacceptable.
Man is so morally depraved, nothing surprises me. You know, it's just when I look at the things like the Illuminati and, you know, the Freemasonry and all these things that people want to deny that they even exist. They go, oh, you're a conspiracy, you know, theory, a person. They just, people do not want to do their homework, because I'll tell you, if you do your homework and you look at all the alternative media, all the opportunity is there. The truth is there to be revealed, but it's up to us to search out the truth. And when we see that truth, you know, we have an obligation to do whatever we can to prepare. And I have done it, you know, I wish that there's so many things when I look at your setup, Vince, that, you know, wow, if I had made so many stupid mistakes, I could have easily been there. But it is water under the bridge, and I just have to say, what have I done? What have I learned? And believing that, you know, I had the wake-up call, you know, that I just have to use every day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't look at an item I use out of my pantry or one step or the animals or whatever it is and say, am I prepared? Have I made the provisions? You know, do I need to replace something? What do I need to, what's the next step? What do I need to do this day to move toward that self-sufficiency as much as one can? And not only is it the physical preparation, you better also do your best to make sure that you have family, friends, whoever is those individuals that are going to help you to take care of your homestead, your, you know, saving your family, saving your life. And it's a tall order.
Deborah, I'd like to read to you and to the class an email I got yesterday.
Okay.
And the email is let me say it this way. Some of my best friends I've never met. Now, of course, I've met you. And you've been to the farm, and you know we've been to events together, and we spent some time together, and it's been wonderful. But some of my friends I've never met in person. And I'm going to tell you about one of them right now. And next hour, another one is going to be on the air. A dear friend, but I've never met him. And that's Kyle Harris. Let me talk about Dane Wigington right now, another friend I've never met in person. So the email came in yesterday, and it says, "Hello, Vincent. I apologize that due to the ongoing fires now on our west, north, and east sides." And just as a side note, Dane Wigington is in California, and he's surrounded on three sides, or he's experiencing fires on three sides of him on his reserve where he lives. I'm buried with fire protection preparations. The great unraveling is here. It will continue to accelerate Again, I apologize for needing to bow out for the moment. I will be laying water lines and installing water tanks and plumbing for a while. Also, additional fuel removal, etc. If my house is to be protected, it's up to me. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. If there's any part of my weekly update that you find of use, you can use it. You can see my predicament. I must defend my home. And the forest is not as green any longer as it was in the 10-year-old photo below. And what Dane Whittington is saying is he can't depend on very many others to protect his house, his buildings, his reserve. We'll call it his farm. It's up to him. And I have experienced that kind of thing as well. Not necessarily the fire part, but what I'm saying is the going it alone part. When I thought people were with me, I turned around in multiple times in my life, big events where there was a big fight going on, where we were fending off the big mad machine that wanted to put a dump in our county and destroy it. Or a time when the county or the town wanted to put a prison right next to my property in the middle of a rural setting. Made no sense. And we fought that. And people said, I'm with you. We're with you. We're behind you. We're behind you 110%, whatever that means. I don't know how you can be more than 100%, but that's what they say. And at one point, at the end, I looked around. It was just me. They were behind me, but they were so far behind me, I couldn't see them. And I found out, literally, it was just me. So I think Dane Whittington is saying that he is under siege by the fires, and he's doing everything he can to protect what he has. And my response to Dane Whittington, I'll read this to you. My response to him was, Dane, I wish I could be there to lend a hand. Our prayers are with you in this most difficult time. I know that you know what to do, so no need for advice from me. Stay safe. And if you need a place, you have one here. And I put my phone number, Vincent. And I meant every word of it. I meant every word of it. And one of the things that is unwritten at USA Prepares is that the instructors will stand together. It's unwritten. But if any instructor needs help from any other instructor, I expect that it will just appear. I'm not demanding it. I just know it'll happen. And we lead by example, and that's who we are. So, Deborah, when we come back, maybe you could share some of your experiences as to, you know, what you found trying to get people to understand and work with them, and how well it's worked for you. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycle. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Deborah Brewster is with us. So, Deborah, you've been preparing for a while, and you've been working with other people, showing them, leading them, leading by example, I should say. What have you found? Have you found that people say, hey, thanks so much for helping me. I'm looking forward to doing this with you. I appreciate your help.
Well, what I've found is that most people, you know, if they are truly preparers and they have, you know, started preparing several years back, for the most part, those people envision doing it on their own and perhaps their immediate family. And so it seems that either they fall into that category and they, you know, perhaps believe that they're just going to bug in. But in terms of being really able to make a contribution, I found it to be not really a worthwhile cause. Very few people, you know, they're not even willing to make the, let's say, sacrifice for their own family, let alone to make any contribution into my life. And I find that only the diehards, meaning the ones that really take it serious, are willing to share their time and their energy, their knowledge. But 80% of the people, maybe 90%, fall in the category. They're just not willing to make the sacrifice. And even those that have it and don't have, let's say, much income, they're not even willing to give up the cable TV to buy the food provision. They get it, but they're really not executing. They're not following through. And that's the part, you know, I preach this song every day to anybody I come in contact with. I every time I go to the grocery store, if I use my debit card, and, you know, now they tell you to put the chip in, I tell people, you realize they're gonna come to you eventually. We're gonna go digital, and they're gonna want you to take the chip, you know. And I try to explain to them. They, like, half of them are like clueless to what I'm talking about. That there is going to come a time that they're going to crash this economy, and, you know, we are going to go to a cashless society. It's probably going to be biometric, and if you don't want to participate in that, especially the transition time, you know, between crashing our currency to implementation by the one world order, you know, because the globalists, you know, we're nothing to them. You know, we are simply the slaves to enrich them. But if people can't even get that concept, you know, and they just won't even go and spend even $500, it doesn't take a fortune to begin to prepare, whether it's buying, you know, 50-pound bags of beans and rice and all these, you know, things, but they just aren't even willing to make the smallest sacrifice. It's just mind-boggling to me. And yet I could tell people as they wake up, there are things that maybe they, you know, what I would consider, like, get right away, you know, from, you know, buying seeds, because you're going to have to produce your own, you know, food. Look at Venezuela. Look at all the countries that have collapsed around the world. You have got to figure out how to produce your own food. You have to figure out what you need to produce that food and how you're going to preserve that food. I mean, food is, you know, food security is going to be the number one thing. It, tied into that is water security. If, you know, have you figured out where you're going to procure your water? If you're on city water, or even if you have a well, do you have a hand pump to extract the water? Do you have a pond? Do you have a, what's it going to take to purify that water that you don't get some, you know, born disease from the water? I mean, there's just, you know, getting your food provisions at least ready, your water safety provisions ready. I mean, there's, you know, obviously everyone knows to have personal protection, but do you even have it? You know, I mean, literally, you know, do you have enough to protect your family, to protect your provision? There's, the list is so long. Do you have the right clothing to make it through the winters? You know, from literally, do you have the work gloves? Do you, you know, if you're preserving your food, have you bought, you know, have you learned? Do you have your canning jars? Do you have your vinegar? Do you have your sugar? Do you have your salt? Have you learned about pickling? Have you learned about fermentation? You know, have you learned to, you know, grow that vegetables in a crisis situation where there's, you know, bad weather? I mean, there's just so many things to prepare for.
Deborah, as you're saying this, I'm thinking about the big game on the weekend, you know, the tailgate party. Oh, hey, what, let's get all the stuff that we need for the tailgate party. We're willing to do that, you know, for a game. But what about for our lives? We'll be right back. David, you're up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After one full day of deliberations by a jury in a high-profile tax and bank fraud case, the members come back to the judge with nothing but questions. questions.
The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. California wildfires are hurting air quality nationwide. NASA says levels of carbon monoxide have spread across the nation as far as the Northeast. And new satellite data shows air quality in a number of states has suffered. The Pentagon says the military parade that President Trump wants and which was slated for November in Washington will now happen sometime next year. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Deborah Brewster's with us in Missouri. And David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Deborah Brewster.
How you doing? Yeah,
well,
I can speak through experience from a lot of the situations you're talking about. We have supplies. Now, I was feeded. I would be around and by people that would give me highly classified information about things happening. And I would tell some of my friends and show them what to do. Now, when Snowden came out, and that guy's out of his country, But the things I said would happen and could happen when Snowden came out, the people I told actually came up to me and said, I thought you were not serious. And they wouldn't even talk to me no more. You know, instead of doing realizing what could happen or what capabilities were, they just don't want to hear about it. You know, and some people, when we showed them how to put together supplies, I said, look, if something happens, you're going to have to, you know, they would spend $300 a month on a cable bill, but they wouldn't even spend a dime on a water filtration system. Nothing. And
I think what you're doing is you're echoing what Deborah Brewster said.
Yeah,
different words,
exactly.
Same message.
Here's the one big thing. I started to have people come over and say, well, why should we do it? We'll just come and take yours. And that's what the hard part to deal with is.
I can address that. I was on the radio in Springfield, Missouri, and one of our close family friends has a business, and we'll call it a customer, came into this business and said, you know, have you heard this guy on the radio? You know, this guy Finelli. And she said, yeah. And the customer said, you think he's right, what he's saying? And she said, yes. And the customer said, well, if it gets as bad as he says, I'm just going over to his house. Now, I don't know this customer, okay? And I was told this by our friend. And when she told me, I said, okay, I'm going to address this. So next day I went on the radio, and I said, you know, I've been doing this for years. I've been teaching people how to prepare, why to prepare, what to think about, and so forth. And if they think that I can help them when things get bad, I can't. I don't have that many pillows. I don't have that many can openers. I don't have that many cans of food. I don't have that many blankets. I don't have that many square feet. I can't do it. But if anyone thinks that after I've been teaching them for years and years and years and they've been ignoring what we've been saying, and yet they want to come to my house and help themselves, it will be a bad day for everybody involved.
That's what I told them. Yeah.
And we have relatives, you know, outlaws. I love them dearly. But they don't quite fully understand the supply chain. They don't understand how precarious we are perched. They've said things like, well, you know, we'll just come to your place. And my response to them is, okay, but you better bring everything you need. You know, your blankets, your pillows, your food, everything. Everything you need. Q-tips, everything. And I mean it, because we don't have it all. It's impossible. We can't, you know, a person can't earn a living for a family, keep the family together, and then have enough reserves to help other families. There are people who cheat, lie, cheat, and steal. I mean, we call them politicians, and we call them the captains of corporations. Yeah, they can do it because they bilk us. But hardworking people, it's impossible. It's impossible to take care of lots of other families, your extended family.
Ben, speaking to that, you know, there are fairly easy ways that people can secure their living arrangements. And frankly, people should just buy an RV. At least if you have an RV, you know, you can provision it out. You have a place if you have to bug out and leave your, you know, your homestead. You at least can live on the way. And, you know, I'm not sure where you would go. But, you know, at the same time, people don't want to even spend the money. I tell them, finance it. You know, well, I don't want to go in debt. Well, I get that. But let me tell you, if this whole system blows up, the last thing you have to worry about is them finding you to come and repossess your RV. I mean, you have to think, or your travel trailer. You have to think about these things. I mean, you just have got to take steps, and it does require sacrifice. At my property, five RV hookups that I put on my property. Four of the five all have 30 and 50 amp plugs. I have water, sewer because we had a septic. Yeah, I've got two septics. I put in two wells. I have a hand pump because I know I cannot defend everything by myself. But if people would at least make an investment to a housing on wheels, they could come here. But they have to, like you said, they've got to come prepared. They're not going to come and live in my home. That is reserved for me and my children and my grandchildren. People have got to take ownership of preparing for their own needs. You don't,
Deborah,
I don't use a travel trailer for vacationing. It is a provision, one thing on the checklist that if I have to abandon site, I have a ways to, you know, to take my security with me.
Deborah, I'd like to address that. Many years ago when I lived in Virginia, there was a farm that was for sale, and I thought, you know, our children might benefit from this. So instead of keeping money in the bank, this is when we had we had a corporation that was manufacturing computers, and we had a little extra reserves. So Mrs. Finelli and I bought this farm, and it had a farmhouse that needed some work. So I put an ad in the paper, and I said that if you'd like to help renovate this farm, there will be a drastic rent reduction for doing extra work on this farm. And we said, you know, if you're interested, you know, show up on Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And a whole bunch of family showed up. And we interviewed, you know, some of them had skills and some of them didn't. Now, obviously, if we wanted the house to be renovated in lieu of rent, we wanted someone who actually could do it and had the skills to do it. Well, there was a guy who could and his wife. So we said, okay, you've got the farm. It wasn't first come, first served. It was who is the best equipped to work this project with us. And then there was this couple, this guy and gal, younger, and they were really bummed out. And, I mean, they were really bummed out that they didn't get the opportunity to rent this farm. And so I talked to them, and I said, so what are you going to do? And they said, well, we're going to be camping out, you know, at the park. And I said, why is that? And they said, well, we're homeless. I said, you're homeless. Okay. So I said, I'll tell you what. I think I can work this out. I'll buy a used camper. I think I know where I can get one. And I'll put this camper on the farm. And there is another house. It's a slave quarters built in the 1800s. And if you're interested in living in the camper trailer and renovating the slave quarters, you can live there for free. And I set it all up for them so they could live in this camper trailer. And it certainly beat living in a tent.
Absolutely.
So the answer is you're absolutely right. And you don't have to spend a lot of money for one of these, you know, RVs or trailers, because I bought one used. It was, I think, 16 feet. It wasn't really big, but it certainly had sleeping for two and had a kitchenette and a refrigerator and that kind of thing. And it was $1,200. So, yes, you can do it. David, your thoughts?
Yeah. I'll wait. Clue to people how serious it can get. Now, I'm on a list that people are first responders at where Katrina was. Now, they had land and prepared. By the first day, they had parking space only on that land. Okay? People brought no weapons, no supplies. He had one well. People started coming in holding by gunpoint people's dogs and children until they gave them gas and water.
Wow. Wow, that's
so
crazy.
So he said he will never do that again. He told people, you only come the next time unless you have weapons and things that are willing to help protect everyone else.
Absolutely.
David, let me make sure I understand. Please say it again. Who had the property, what was the offer, and who showed up?
Okay, this man, he's on my list. You can see he writes all about it in the preparedness section and things on the it's called the FAL files, for FN files. It's a weapon. Okay. He's a first responder. I believe he's in rescue, fire and rescue, things like that, in down there, you know, Louisiana area, things like that. So when the hurricane came, they were rescuing people. I think he had like 4 acres, 2 to 4 acres. But he had a well. And by the first day when they got back, there was parking room only on that spot.
Wow.
Parking room. And there was people trying to get on there. But the other people coming, they were stealing kids and holding them by, you know, guns and their dogs and pets. and threatening to use them unless they gave them water and gas.
Frightening.
Okay, so you're saying society broke down right then and there?
Yes. He talks all about it on that file. There's a section in there all about preparedness and everything. He wrote that, and it's a big one. There's a lot about it. You know.
David, if you can find that again, if you could send that to a link to instructor at USA Prepares, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
okay,
very
David.
Informative. There's this one about somebody that's actually been through it, you know.
Now, see, I'm not planning to open my property up to unknown quantities. The goal is to give a way to form a community where the entrance is very little, meaning if they come with their food, obviously their safety provisions and housing, at least we can form a community at my location. So, but to open it up to the, you know, the unknown quantity out there, never. No way.
Nobody even brought generators. There was people walking from other office property with cords, just assuming they were going to plug in ahead.
Let me see if I've got this right. So today is the good times. We can go and buy whatever it is that we need if we have the currency for that. So we can go to the store, and if they don't have it, they can order it, and you know, we can get it in a day or two or three. These are the good days, and people still don't get along in the good days. And what you're talking about is just a sample of what it's going to be like when it gets rough.
Exactly.
David, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect ourselves. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Deborah Brewster's with us, and I wanted to make a comment about self-sufficiency. It's a lifestyle that's predicated upon being responsible for your own actions and being ready at all times for what some may consider the unexpected. Okay, for example, the supply chain may be disrupted, the climate may change, the economy may falter or collapse. You know, there's fires, droughts, extreme heat, flooding. The list goes on and on and on. The electricity, you may have a brownout or a blackout. You may not be able to get the parts. You may not be able to get the gasoline, the food, or the propane. I mean, the list is virtually endless. Deborah, it's a lifestyle, and it is not as easy as some may expect. And for example, you know, some people may say, I'll just grow a garden. You know, a garden does not magically appear. It doesn't. It takes years to get to get proficient in gardening. And then some may say, well, you know, I already have a garden and no big deal. I'll just can some of my food. And they think that, you know, a case of canning jars is going to do the job. What do you have to say about that, Deborah?
Wow, they're crazy. You know, I'll give you an example. I've bought every year I try to buy a kit of heirloom seeds. And, of course, I can't possibly eat that much food with all the seeds that I have. But this year we used some of our cheaper seeds, and I probably had to replant my garden using that particular batch of seeds like at least 4 to 5 times. You know, 50% of the garden had to be replanted because the seeds did not survive. And we're fairly experienced at growing our own food, but, you know, it's that. Or, in fact, a neighbor went out of town and asked me to take care of their garden and to water while they were gone. When I went there, there were so many beetles that almost their entire garden was, you know, it was eaten up. I was, like, shocked. See, I've never seen so many beetles in my life. I mean, there's so many things. And the food preparation, you know, canning jars, I'll can use 6 to 10 jars a day just with barely getting, you know, any yield out of my garden, meaning it's very easy to do that. And that's quite a bit of food. But, I mean, you need hundreds. If you really get on the Internet and you see what other people that are really into, you know, food preparation, literally they'll have 300-400 canning jars. I've blown through filling up 100 jars just like not even like deliberately doing it. I just, you know, every day I'd go to a garden, pick some stuff up. I knew I couldn't put that much food and keep it in my refrigerator, but just all the processes there, whether you're going to ferment it or you're going to pickle it, there's so much to learning and ways to preserve meat. You know, I've got only 2 cow, but that would produce enough meat for us. We also raise rabbits. We also have a fish pond. But if I had to butcher both those cows because I could no longer give them grass because of drought and I couldn't get access to feed, well, then I need to know how am I going to, one, butcher, not, you know, I'm going to have to kill it myself, have to butcher it, and figure out a way to preserve it. And so people don't realize, you know, just, I mean, how big of a challenge this is. We butchered just 2 deer on our property, and we had a 3rd one in our scope, and we literally went 3 mornings out, and all the first 2 days got a deer each day, and the 3rd day we were just so tired. My son was here. He was going out of town, and we're like, you know what, let's just let the deer go, because we were so whipped just processing 2 deer, and these weren't even big deer, and we fortunately just froze the meat. But if we had to rapidly preserve that meat, and we're talking a cow or whatever the case may be, I mean, it's overwhelming. Rabbits, those that try to produce rabbits for food, you know, there's a period they got to go through that pregnancy. You know, fish. I have a fish pond that we stock. We excavated, put a big pond in. I went and bought, you know, all different types of fish. But, I mean, I feed them fairly regularly. But we could blow through that, you know, that inventory of fish fairly quickly if we were relying on that as, you know, our primary food source for protein. Mm-hmm. A lot of preparation.
And very quickly, we only have a few seconds left, Deborah. How long did it take you to process that deer? First, you had to hang it, you had to skin it, and elapsed time.
It was about a day's process of time, you know, just going through the cleaning and the preparation and portioning it out to freeze it and things. It was a full day, and that was only maybe 150-pound deer, if that.
And that was for, what, 2 people working on it?
Well, my son did all the butchering, and I was doing the wrapping, and we helped
2 people.
I mean, we were in the cleanup process. There's a lot to it. It's a big mess.
Deborah, thank you so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.